You just mentioned all the qualities that coaches need to have. Why was Frank Vogel the right choice for the Lakers?
I think because he listens. I think because he hired terrific assistants. And there's a couple of other reasons why. We can't hide the fact that agents have a little bit to put into the pot as well as to who comes in and who does not. He's done a really, really, really good job of listening to the players. There's a saying that I have that no one knows everything about everything all the time. And sometimes coaches fall into that. They act like simply because they're the head coach that they know everything. Well, you know, you don't. And that's why they call it a team effort. And I'm just really happy and proud of the way the Lakers have comported themselves. There's something special when the Lakers are in the postseason and when they're in the playoffs and getting into the finals. The sun is brighter, people are friendlier, and of course, going through what we're going through now, we need all of that. But when the Lakers are in the finals and the playoffs, the atmosphere is really better here in Los Angeles.
Jim, you just talked about what the Lakers environment is, and I'm curious, did you ever have the feeling prior to this season, with all the enthusiasm around Kawhi and Paul George and the Clippers, did you ever have the sense coming into this year that the Clippers had a real opportunity to cut into that when it comes to the hearts of Los Angeles?
Not really, because we're talking about the Lakers, okay? Yeah. And you're talking about LeBron and Anthony Davis. They showed that they could compete with the Lakers early on in the season. But when you have a guy like LeBron and someone like Anthony Davis, who are two of the top five players in the NBA, now you got the Clippers, who we all expected and were hoping and rooting not were hoping for the Clippers to play the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. There was so much buildup to that I think, because it's not that may be one of the reasons why the action was taken with Doc as being coach of the Clippers. But, this will always be, in basketball, it'll always be a Laker town. I mean, it goes back to Dr. Buss and what he did and the fashion in which he did it and the players that he had and the players that are here now. When players get a chance to come play for the Lakers, they do it, like LeBron and AD.
Well, let's talk more LeBron. You've had a chance to cover him, maybe not as closely as you would have liked in recent times, but you've covered him here for a year and a half plus. Can you compare him in terms of star power and also leadership to any of the great Lakers of the past, or is he just completely unique versus some of the older guys?
He has star power unto himself. LeBron understands his position. He understands the game probably better than most or than almost anyone. He knows the influence that he has. And he also, one of my favorite sayings is by Dr. King when he said, giving back to your fellow mankind is one of the most noble things that anyone can do. He's talking about LeBron James. The things that LeBron is doing in giving back to the community, giving back to his fellow mankind. He's here in L.A., but he still supports that school back in Cleveland. There are a lot of other people that do a lot of other great things as well, and our athletes, the modern athlete of today, is taking it upon his shoulders to do all of those. But LeBron's going to be at the top of the list. I mean, when you talk about what he has done for as long as he has done it, there aren't many people that are in the same category as he. And I know a lot of times, it's not right to compare people because you play in different areas and different times of the league. But he's at the top of the list. I've been I've watched him very closely, and if you watch him on his post-game interviews, he can be in a very, very tight, highly contested game.
Yep.
And someone will ask him about racial injustice, and he will give you the best answer you've heard all day.